At the end of Parshas Noach, so it says, "Vayomas Aaron panei terach aviv," and then it says, "Vayomas vayui mei terach chame shanim umasayim shana vayomas terach b'charon." And then it says, "Lech lecha." So Rashi fraktakasha, "Lechay lech lecha" was before "Vayomas terach b'charon." So it should have said it before. So Rashi says that the reason why it didn't say "Vayomas terach b'charon" chronological order after the Lech Lecha is because that Shlo Yomru people Shlo Yadavram Forsim Lakoil VeYomru Lakiim Avram It's Covered Aviv. So the Rashi says, which is obviously that's what Rashi says. But Lemaisa, it's Shikul interesting because obviously you can figure it out still. So is so the Maral in Gvuras Hashem in Parakei, the Maral has a I got to it from the bottom of the Maral and the Archaim and the Mishnah started like that. So he says that over here in this Inyan is Meruma's big Inyan. Meruma's Inyan Gadol. That Be'etzem, he spoke last week in the Shir after Davening that the Bria, once it came to Mabul, and Noach was Sheres HaPleita in the Lashon of the Ramban. So we said last week, it's not the Peshat of the Sheres HaPleita of the old Bria. Now, Betzen, the Bria was Nigmar. The Bria was destroyed because the Bria couldn't be Miskayim that way. And Noach was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Noach and made a brand new Bria out of Noach. The Bria started over again. Ben Machaya, other Rayas. The Noach was a brand new Bria. Be'etzem zok the Maral that Avram Avinu is also brand new Bria. That the Bria that was Nischadish from Noach also Be'etzem had to be destroyed. And Avram was a brand new Bria. The Metzias of Avram Avinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu created as independently, it wasn't a Hemshech from before. It wasn't a Hemshech of the Bria. Granted, he was a little better than everybody else. It's cute, like a brand new thing starting now and from Avram Avinu. And the whole Bria that we have is the Bria from Avram Avinu. And this is the new Bria. Tamil zokt the Maral that one shouldn't think that Avraham Avinu is a child of Terach. That Lech Lecha is kilu like a hemshach of Terach. Terach is over. The world of Terach is over before Avraham Avinu started. That Avraham Avinu is not from Terach. It's Avraham, the Gemara Chagiga says, is Roish L'Gerim, means like Gershon is Geir. It's a brand new thing. The Lech Lecha is in the Kufa of the Bria after Terach. Terach is over and the Bria of Terach was finished. And Avraham Avinu was created in Mina Hed, that was created brand new. It didn't come from Terach. So Memela, he the Torah was said in this order that after in Parshas Noach is the end of Terach, and now we're starting a whole new Bria from Avraham Avinu. The he says over there interesting. He says, why was Avraham Avinu born in Ur Kasdim? It's the worst place. He says because the same thing. Because it shouldn't be that Avraham Avinu came from Ke'ilu where he was from his surroundings. Fakert. Or Kazim was the lowest place to advise that he didn't come from there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shoysel Avraham Avinu over there. There's a Medrash, Tanchuma. Some of these, that some of this from the Shtickle in the Or Gedaliah also in this parasha. I don't know what's from who anymore. But the Medrash Tanchuma says that Lech Lecha V'eschol L'goy Gadol Ein K'siv V'asimcha. It doesn't say I will make you V'asimcha L'goy Gadol El V'eschol Omer Loi Oischa Ani Boirei Bria Chadosha K'in Shenemar V'yas Elokim Asarakia K'il V'eschol L'goy Gadol means a Maisa Bria, a Bria Soilam. That this was the V'yas is the way, is the verb that Kodesh Baruch Hu uses to create the world. Vayasul kim esarkiya, vayasul kim eshem oiris. So vayasul kim kiilu Avraham Avinu. Ve'es cholagoy gadol. Medrash says there was a new bria happening, and this is Baal Turim. Bring the chumash to Baal Turim. That I'm not sure I understand fully what he says, but what he says is Pasach ba'amira, and it's Vayomer Hashem el Avram. If normally nevuah is Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe, even though that's not by Avram reading so much, but here is Medayik, says Vayomer, I guess that's his dik. Pasach ba'amir b'loshin shenivra boi ha'olam. Shebiyud ma'amorais nivra ha'olam, v'kulo le'nivra elam b'schus Avram. Lekach ksiv alav maimer. It's the lashon of the maimer of Ma'aseh Bereishis happening here. Kadosh Baruch is creating Avram Avinu. It says in the Medrash. Medrash Rabbah says the same thing. Medrash Rabbah says that Elo Todos Shemayim V'aretz Bihi Bara'am. Why does it say Bihi Bara'am? Because Bihi Bara'am is Oisiyas Avram. So that the world was created for Avram, and there was a Bria for Avram Avinu. That's the Medrash says. In Beis Zion. Amar Rabbi Shimon Kacha, Bihi Bara'am Be'Avraham, Be'Zchus Shel Avram. Okay, now. It's interesting, the Rambam, that famous Rambam in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam says, it's also mashmalik, he says, Avram Avinu was the Amud Ha'olam. It sounds like, I don't mean this whole thing, but just the Diyak, the Medrash. So if you look at the Rambam, it also sounds like the Bria was basically Nismaitit. It wasn't clear we were going to have a Kiyam. And Avram Avinu came, and he was the Amud Ha'olam. But he says the same thing happened by Moshe. Klaiso was, it was kimat kot, almost momentarily the whole connection to the Ovis would be nigmar, and basically he says that's what it means, mentes sharitoma, that the whole shaykhis to the Ovis would be gone, and the bris would be nigmar. And then he says, I was reading, u'me'avas Hashem asonu mishomeres ha'shvua, la'avram avinu osa Moshe Rabbeinu, nevim shokal yisal v'shokas, that's mud in the lashon. Osa Moshe Rabbeinu, that's all with the Medrash also. Same diak. I'm saying asa moshe is kind of like a bria. It's like there's one need a new Moshe Rabbeinu also wasn't naturally born, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu to create a bria of Moshe Rabbeinu to for that moment to take Klaisa off. But anyway, so this is the new bria that happened, and the way it's muzbar is the same thing that we said last week, that the oilam chesed yibane, that the oilam needs to be nivra through chesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it with chesed, but to create the world again, he needed to find Noach. Noach was the Baal Chesed. Noach was Baal Chesed. And Avram Avinu also, as you create the world, has to be with the Midah of Chesed. That's the Midah of Avram Avinu. Now, Now, the Shaila is like this. So, when did the Bria of Avram Avinu take place? I'm saying it's Lech Lecha, but when, what was the Koyach of Avram Avinu? What was the Ikra Bria that of Avram took place? So, Be'emes is like this. This whole thing, I think, is very meduyik. The Maral in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos in the Arachaim really is masber this inyan from the Mishnayos. The first Mishnah starts off, Basar Mamoros Nivra Ha'olam. So the Bria Olam is with 10. 10 is a Shlemos, 10 Ma'amaris. Then it says, Asar Doreis, Ma'adon Ve'ad Noyach. Lo'idiyah, Kama Erech HaPayim L'fonov. Because everything was Machis and Uboim, Ad She'hevi Alem Samei Ma'abu. So it means that there was another Bria of 10 Doreis. Like you could have said 1,000 years. If you're trying to say, how much Erech HaPayim did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have? That he waited 1,000 years, like Rashi says. Why was the binyan of the Teva for 120 years? Also Rashi says in the Chumash. That the point is, you have so much time to be the Shabbat Shuvah. So why didn't the Mishnah say, there's 1,000 years, whatever the Cheshbin is, there's 700 years from Adam Tol Noach, Lo'idiyah Kamar Erech HaPayim. Why is it Shtalim Gedevek with Asara Dairis? Because it's also saying that there was a Shlemus to that Bria, and the Bria had just like a Sar Ma'amaris is 10 Dairis, and the 10 Dairis had a Kim of a Bria, but it was lost. Noach, it was lost, that Bria. And Memela Noach was a new Bria. Then the same thing, Asar Dairis Menoach Bad Avram. But here it says differently. Idea kama erach apayim lefanav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited till Avram Avinu could be born. Shekol deres ha'im uchisim bo'in, ha'shababrim v'na kibel schar keneged kulam. What's kibel schar keneged kulam? Because there's a difference between the Bria noch Avram and the Bria noch Noach. The Bria after Noach had to be brand new. It had to be totally destroyed and new. Noach couldn't save the Bria. Avram Avinu, l'maisa, there's a new Bria, but because of Avram Avinu, he was able to mashpi on others and he was able to be the one that would bring the Das Elokis to the Bria. So Memela, Avram Avinu saved the Bria. So the Bria could be Nimshach through him. So therefore, he was Kibach Shach Kenega Kula. But that's the Asara. Now, the Shaila is, when did this Inyan take place? So there's a... the Ramban is Medayik, that the Pasuk says, Anoich Hashem Lekecha, when he's talking to Avram Avinu, Asher Tzisichim Urkazdim, Losses Lecha, Esaretz Azois, later on. So the Ramban, end of Noach, is Medayik, that why does it say Asher Tzisicha, maybe it should have said Asher Hitzilcha, or something like that. So it's Medayik that's related to the Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, of Klal Yisrael, and that it was Bederach Nes. And that's the remez in the Pasuk that Urkazdim was a Nes. But the Maral in that shtickle, is Moisef on the Diyuk, and he says, "Shemizet tira ki beorkazdim nigla lav melech malchei amlachim v'hoitzi oisam misham k'mo shehoitzi esisam mitzrayim." That the giluy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Avram Avinu came in orkazdim, and Asher Tzisichim orkazdim means that's where it was chal that Avram Avinu would be the new Bria was from orkazdim. Now, they also say that the Bria had to be destroyed because the first 2,000 years before Avram Avinu was Tayu, and only Avram Avinu was the next 2,000 years of Torah. So the Kima of the Bria only made sense after the first 2,000 years of Torah wasn't really, had no Kiyam to it. So it's only from Avram Avinu that the world that had a Kiyam from Alpayim Shel Torah. So that could be started when he was 52 years old. I don't know, I didn't study well enough when Orkazdim was. But even if it was before that, the point is that that's when he had the Shoyrish that he was the one that was Nifchar to create this new world. So to be Masber and Akuda, it's also very Medrash in the Medrash like that. Because that Medrash that says, Vihibara'am be'avram, so the Medrash says also, right after that, Medrash says, has another diuk like that. The Medrash says, that we say the Pesukim in Shachas, Ata hu Hashem levadecha, Ata asis as Hashemayim as Shemayim as Shemayim, you created the whole, as Hashemayim as Shemayim as Shemayim, v'chol asher bohem. B'shulma, Ata hu Hashem elokim asher b'charta be'avram. In other words, there was a Bria, and there was also a Bria of Avram Avinu. What's so special about Avram? Asher b'charta be'avram, v'tzei so mi'urkazdim v'zam t'shmoy Avram. That it was the Maisa from Orkazdim, that was Kiveya, that Avram Avinu would be the one that would be the Kiyam of the Bria through him. So the word is like this, and this is the Chelek from the Or Gedaliah, that he says that he says the Yisod, but I think it's also Hemshech from the Mishnah. Avram Avinu Lamaisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Rakia. Like this says, he created the Shnei Ma'iris. Once Hashem created the Ma'iris, they were created, and that's it. So what, Avram Avinu also was created? He was created, that's it, it's Avram Avinu. No, Avram Avinu also needed, he was created, he was Shosol in the Bria, but he had to, a person has Bechir, a person has to build himself. So how did Avram Avinu build himself to Taka bring out and be the one that he had this potential? He was the one that through him was destined to be the one that he would bring that to Bria. But how? How did he... Hashem just put in a malach. What happened? So the next Mishnah says, Asar nisyonis nisnas Avram Avinu. What's Asar? It's also, is that the building of Avram, this Bria of Avram Avinu, that's a brand new Bria, happened through the shlemus of the Asar nisyonis. It means a person doesn't, Hashem doesn't just put malachim in the planet and then this is going to be the person. Hashem puts a person that and has to build the person, and he gives nisyonis to build the person, and it was the asar nisyonis of Avram Avinu that built the person up. Obviously, like I heard once from Rav Yerucham that when we have sar nisyonis, everyone has nisyonis. The Mishnah Yisharim says every movement you make is a nisyon. Every interaction you have with a person is a nisyon. So there's millions of nisyonis. But these asar nisyonis were the ones that built Avram Avinu. This is once he is on his darga, there's a nisyon within your darga. But the asar nisyonis was building Avram Avinu to be, and that's why Imam is the Hemshech in the Mishnah. It's asar ma'amaris and asar doiris. This is all of the bria, and then there's a bria of Avram Avinu of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Avram, and then there's a bria of him himself. He was boyer himself through the nisyonis. So according to the Rabbi Yoina, the first nisyon was orgasm. So the first nisayon was orchazdim. This is asher tzeisicha me orchazdim means that Avram Avinu was able to be oimid ben nisayon orchazdim ben mesiras nefesh. So then he was able to be the aschala of that nubria. I think he even says this basically. He says b'shvil harishon orchazdim she piloi nimra lekifshon eish v'nitzel. Before Lech Lecha, and he says, "Lo yodiyah shebeshvil oisa and nisayin she'amud boi hivtichu Hashem Yisbarach ve'eviu el ha'aretz k'mo shematzinu benoyach ki mitchila kasev benoyach matzachein." And then he chose him. Means that's the Ramban's kasha. Lech Lecha, who is Avram Avinu? Why all of a sudden is Lech Lecha Avram? Teretz is because of the nisayin of Orkazdin. That's what you understand. There has to have been something before that. It was the nisayin of Orkazdin. I think the Rambam learns that the first nisayin is Lech Lecha. The Rambam says, "Ha'alaf ha'geir is b'amr Lech Lecha." But the Rabbi Yoina is saying the first nisayon was orkazdim. Means that, so memela, asher tzeisicha me orkazdim, and the Medrash is saying is that the building of Avram Avinu happened through this yitzia from orkazdim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, that he saw the Mesiras Nefesh of Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu could be oimid ben nisayon in orkazdim, and this is how Avram Avinu was able to build himself. So the Nekuda is that, what you see from that is even Avram Avinu, who is a new bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash planted him to have this mission in the world. If he would take a nisayon and he wouldn't build himself up and utilize the nisayon, then he would miss the opportunity. The nisayon is a challenge that a person is oimid ben nisayon. He's building himself with every nisayon that a person has. They're building themselves up and they're creating themselves to be to reach the potential that they're there for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plants nisayonis for a person so that nisayon can build them up. So when a person has a specific challenge, a specific matzav, if they look at it like it's getting in the way and it's frustrating and I have to just get past it and get back to my business and just like avoid it, so then everything is, if a person looks at the challenge and says, "This is, I have to utilize this matzav and this opportunity to build myself up," then it's a whole different way of approaching it. So with that, that's the chayr what we see over here from Avram Avinu and this Yisoid that just like the world had a kiyum till Noach, had a bezunder kiyum through Avram, and once Avram Avinu was able to be that nivra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used him to create the world.